Alright, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, well, we're going to talk body armor. Yeah, I don't know. Body armor is something you might want to consider. It turns out, your average citizen, you pretty much don't really need body armor. Turns out it's one of those things, really rare that it's going to come up, and it makes it hard to put on the budget. You know, as far right. as something you want, body armor. But,
and the truth is, most people leave the house, they're not expecting to get shot. You know, people that get shot, they weren't expecting it that morning.
Now, I always had that, that argument though with, people about concealed carry, and they were like, well, if you knew that it was a bad neighborhood that you were going to get mugged or shot at, you probably wouldn't go there. And I'm like, well, that's a good point. They're that like, so you should just carry all the time. Mm-hmm. So maybe you should be wearing body armor all the time. Or at least we're going to talk about some other options, like some bulletproof t-shirts and different things. You know, the price is right. The flight's tonight. You know, that's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a lot of good options out there. So I will say, though, I mean, we're looking at Israel. A little bit of stuff going on.
Right.
Ukraine, you know, I mean, I feel like if you were in Ukraine or Israel, you might have seen this as a foreseeable possibility.
Right.
That at some point, you know, people might be shooting at you. I just feel like it's one of those things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Now, I know that you can donate money to Ukraine,
buy body armor
for people, but there's okay. also a good chance that's just going to go in somebody's pocket over there.
Somebody's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah,
no, that sounds more accurate. Now, there's a lot of choices. Now, as far as legality, all right, when you look it up, one of the websites I went to was like, oh, yeah, it's legal everywhere. Well, it's legal almost everywhere. There is one, as Trump would say, shithole state.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can't own body armor.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the United States, but yeah,
you're thinking it's going to be California because mm-hmm. that's I mean, kind of what comes to mind. But it
what do you think
out,
of a shithole?
It's New York.
No, that's the other shithole.
I'm like, yeah. So New York and it's funny because I bought my body armor when I was in New York, but effective July 6, 2022, when not being engaged or employed in an eligible profession, the purchase, taking possession of, sale, exchange, and get this one, or disposing of body armor is prohibited.
You are so fucked. What if so, you had one before then?
If you got it, you got to keep it. And then they're going to be like, oh, you shouldn't have it. And then, yeah, I don't even know what would happen. I mean, it just sounds like they're just going to shoot you. And then, oh, yeah, look, he wasn't allowed to throw it out.
Right.
So that's the thing. It's you're not allowed to purchase it or get it, but you are allowed to have it in New York.
So you're allowed to possess it.
To possess it.
Okay.
So, all right, just something to, as far as whatever. And then the rest of the states, pretty much most of the states are, you're not allowed to have it while you're committing a felony. Then it would become a crime.
Mm-hmm.
But you're already kind of committing a crime. So
right, right. Like, it ain't really something to worry about.
Now, some of the other ones have this weird wording where you're not allowed to wear it when you're committing a felony unless you're a retailer who sells body armor.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
You're probably thinking I'm being a little too literal, and that probably is accurate. Once or twice I've been accused of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
But I mean, isn't that how law is supposed to be interpreted? Literally?
That's why I'm the guy that I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they say, train like you fight. So some guys should be out there wearing body armor and drunk. And, you know,
right.
when they're out shooting, I don't know. Now, They're all different levels of body armor. And again, it kind of comes down to the comfort and what you're going to want, you know, as far as what you're willing to wear or what you're going to do. So I do have some different things to cover here. Now they do have like tank tops, which is weird because I had a picture of it and now I
tank. What are you talking about? Tank top,
like a tank top, body armor shirt kind of thing you could buy for about $5.99.
Okay.
And so that's kind of expensive, but yeah, you could wear it every day and it weighs, and this is like handgun proof. Okay. Not AR proof.
Yeah. If right? somebody throws a rock at you type.
Something like that armor is going to run you about
$5.99. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to end up putting some links in there for that. I know there's a company armor, called yeah. Wonder Armor that uh-huh. actually has a zip up hoodie. So if you're mm-hmm. going to your like Antifa rally,
right, you can get ready. You're all set.
You can have your hoodie. They have it, you know, it's only in black. So you're like good to go. I actually have a buddy who purchased that. And mm-hmm. I think it was like $7.99 because, you know, you never know when you're going to need the bulletproof hoodie.
Right.
And I was going to borrow it for the episode so I could show you guys. But, you know, I just was like, talking to people, that doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like fun.
Have to work it out. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see a lot of the backpacks, the new backpacks that are supposedly bulletproof. Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah, I think what they do is they stick a plate in there. So it's a lot of you guys who have the backpacks with the camelback
mm-hmm.
in the back. And so it's kind of like that where you just have like an opening, or they actually sell the opening to slide your like tablet in. Mm-hmm. You know, you put your MacBook in there.
Okay. Out,
you can put a they have the soft armor plates. They're usually about $99 for that'll stop a handgun.
Right.
That you could, you know, throw in there.
Yeah. A friend of mine had just gotten one that it zips.
Okay.
It unzips and then you can flip it over.
Yes.
So it's got two levels of protection in the back, but then it flips over to the front. But, you know, with those I question like the actual quality of that stuff, unless you're spending several thousands of dollars on that backpack.
Should work. I mean, I have seen some testing. All right. So let's kind of talk about the different levels of body armor. We got level 3A is basically your handgun protection.
Right.
And that's going to take you, you know, up to, you know, your 357 Magnum, 44 Magnum, mm-hmm. your big handgun bullets, you're going to be protected. Level 3 is your rifle rounds. Now that notice I said level 3, there's
level
3A is less than, right?
Yeah.
I always kind of, when I first heard about it, I was like, level 3A, that sounds like more than 3. Because right, we're adding something to it.
Yeah, if you feel like you're confused about the different levels of body armor, you're understanding it better than most people, because it doesn't make sense, like logically, just looking at the different levels. You really have to do a little bit of investigation before you do any purchases with the stuff.
Right. So level 3 is going to cover your 7.62 and your 5.56. So that's your standard round. Now, 3+, you need to move up there to get to cover the green tip 5.56. Mm-hmm. That's your 62 grain. They call it armor piercing, and I guess maybe it's piercing level 3 and not level 3+. So mm-hmm. kind of armor piercing, but it's not really armor piercing. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's armor piercing if you're like, I could shoot through a car door like nothing. Well, yeah, that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's level 4, which will take you up to like 30-06, which is, you know, that's significant. That's all part of the NIJ system. That's like the National Institute of Justice. They just wanted some kind of standard. Now, in theory, if you have this protection, it is going to, you know, cover that and protect you. And it has been tested in order to say NIJ level, whatever, it's going to stop these rounds. So Kevin, mm-hmm. your backpack will stop it. If you can hold it up and angle it just right, if that right. things, you know, then you probably will be okay. Now you're thinking, well, yeah, but what happens when I get shot? Well, it turns out you might be left with a healthy bruise, well, cracked rib, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
And you and I both know of a guy.
There is a guy
that had gotten some new. He was a police officer, yep. and he had gotten a new set of body armor and wanted to test it out.
That does sound accurate. Now, this was way back in the day when body armor was like first becoming a thing for civilian in law enforcement, not necessarily for the military.
Right.
And he was pretty excited. He's like, I got this handgun. Let's go up and try it out. And definitely some bruising going on. So
I would not test my own body armor on myself. It just doesn't seem like a smart idea.
Now, all right, so then let's talk kind of different types of body armor. So basically, what people usually think of is like AR-500 steel, and it's mm-hmm. basically a steel plate. It's like your targets that you're shooting, and you're like, well, my target stops the rounds. They don't go through it, and it works out, and that's true. Problem is, these plates weigh about 6 pounds each, so you're putting one in front of you and one in back of you. And it's pretty beefy. There are things you can do to add to the plates to make them cooler. So, turns out, I don't know if like you guys have considered this, but when I'm out shooting my steel plates, I didn't just create a backdrop behind the plate. I also thought about what's on the right and the left of it. Because mm-hmm. when you shoot the plate, that bullet is going to shoot off.
It's going to go somewhere, right?
It's going to go somewhere, right? And it blasts out to the side. So I actually have like a mountain of dirt. It's kind of like a U that I shoot into mm-hmm. that I have, you know, tall dirt behind it, but I also have tall dirt to the sides of it. And the reason is when that bullets, you probably heard, you know, ricochet, right? They deflect and another word that they use is frag mm-hmm. into little pieces, right? We've seen like frag grenades in the movies. Lots of little pieces of metal are flying everywhere. So that's something to consider. So what they do is they actually sell frag coating on your body armor plates mm-hmm. where it's going to kind of keep it. It's basically like a, I don't even know. I don't even know what the heck it is. But basically, if you think of the stuff like your bed liner, like that in your truck,
mm-hmm. right,
where you're adding like a thick, grippy, you know, kind of stuff, it's going to keep it from like fragging into little pieces and blasting up in your face.
Right.
Because that's turns out what's going to happen when you get shot in the chest and that, you know. It's mm-hmm. kind of not as good either, you know? I kind of want that bullet to go in and just go right through instead of up into my face, you know? Right. That's something. Somebody in the comments mentioned the Safe Life 3A soft mm-hmm. armor, and that stuff's excellent. And Safe Life has great, like, fitted stuff. It's a little bit pricey. I would say with Black Friday coming up, that's when you find the sales on these things. Body armor is one of the big things for Black Friday. I like AR-500 is actually a company as well as a type of steel. And they have, it's like AR-500 armor or something. I'm going to put a bunch of links in the show notes mm-hmm. and at the bottom on the YouTube of their sales. And if you use my links, you know, it might just help us out a little bit. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So they're one to definitely check out. There are definitely like tank tops and stuff you can get. Sorry. The tank tops and the really like easy fitting, you're talking about stuff that weighs like 3 pounds, which is mm-hmm. nothing that you could wear every day.
Right.
And you're looking at like $5.99. And I got to say, if there's a probability of you getting shot with a handgun, they sound like a great thing. The 3A from Safe Life, right? Safe Life said who it was. It's gone. All right. He said 450 2 years ago. Again, I was looking at $5.99 for the tank tops. I'll put that in the show notes. I know Safe Life texts me every day. I think I get some kind of an alert about some kind of body armor on sale. So the AR-500, if you go to their website, they have up top, it'll say promotions. You always want to check where the promotions are because there's always a deal. Like, dude, and they're significant, like $409 for plates and a carrier, but then buy one, get one free, you know, or something along that line. That's a big, you know, a dramatic thing. And maybe two of you guys get together and you each buy one. Buy one, get one. We'll meet up. We'll trade off some body armor. You know, hey, whatever. Now at $250 each, we're sounding pretty good. You know, that's something worth, you know, doing. Anyway, because honestly, you never know when this is going to become real and kind of come home to you. You know, they're talking about a lot of stuff with Iranians sneaking over the border and, you know, who knows what. What did they catch? 150 guys in the last month coming over the border. Kevin's smiling because he's like, isn't it like that many every week? Like, who knows? You know, I don't know. I have no idea what normally comes over the border.
Yeah.
You know, if you told me, we caught 1,000 people from Mexico coming over the border, I'm like, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. 10,000? 5?
2 million? 5 million? Yeah. I don't know how many come over in a month. You know, whatever. I just know what they're putting in tents or something. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing, right? So, there is a lot of different stuff. So, we talked about the steel plates. We talked about maybe getting the anti-frag on there. That actually... Yeah, exactly. It's the ones that don't get caught that we worry about. Now, then you move up into soft plates. Now, the soft plates are, you know, a whole other, you know, price range. You're basically adding two bills to your plates. And you can, and usually they're like level 3, something like that. You know, you're not really, once you get into the green tip and higher, they're kind of going through a lot of the soft plates. So that's something to consider. But obviously your comfort and your weight are going to be dramatically improved. Another thing you want to think about, a lot of them sell, they call them like soft pads that go behind the steel plate. Again, that's going to help absorb it. That's going to help with the, you know, the bruising. It's going to help with the cracked rib. It's going to make a difference. Could you just cut up a liner, you know, from the mats you used to put under your sleeping bag when you were in the Boy Scouts and put it behind it? Would it help all day long? Yes. Would it be, I mean, I feel like you're paying $30 for the mat that you're going to cut up. So maybe you just buy one for $30. Like, I don't know.
It's
like, it's one of those, you can be cheap, but you know, how much does it help you? Now the other thing to think about is the size of the plate. Right. Now, a 10 by 12 plate, if you're a big guy, it's not really covering as much of, you know, your chest as you think. Well, it's going to cover your chest, but it might not cover your gut, right?
Right, right.
It might not, you know, come down and cover as much of your body. So they have 11 by 14, I think, is the next size up. But just be aware of what it's actually going to do for you. I think I have 10 by 12 plates. I had bought it a while ago. I was checking it out. You know, if you saw the cover of the YouTube we did for this, it's, you see I'm wearing a rig on there. And, you know, that's a 10 by 12 plate, and it does have the anti-frag, and it does have a pad behind it. I know I ended up getting a deal, something with the podcast where they hooked us up and we got it on a good price. That was from AR-500. I don't know. It worked out pretty great. I really love it. Oh, this is a picture of the tank top Again, I'll put it in the show notes, but it was $7.99 for the VIP, whatever. But so it's 3A plus. So it's supposed to be like 3A better. Mm-hmm. But something like that is like $7.99. But yeah. Again, you're wearing it every day. If you're on the job and you want convenience and comfort and right. you're stopping handgun rounds, it's probably worth it. It's better than getting shot and being like dead. Dead isn't yeah, really where you want to be.
Yeah.
Now there is another way to go. Now that you're thinking, well, you know what, Chuck, I'm not in the military. I'm not a cop. And how much, you know, do I really want to commit to this? All right. There are other ways you can go. Now I was kind of scoping that out. The cheapest option I see is for $25 on eBay. Now, again, if you find these, you need to make sure they're actually plate carriers.
Right.
And not just like, because they have all these airsoft, like tactical gear carriers, but they don't have a slot for the plate.
Yeah. I found a lot of, when I was searching body armor, I found a lot of body armor that was not, you know,
right.
not
and for, it didn't have plate carriers yeah. or anything. Right.
Exactly.
Like, wait, what is this? This isn't going to help me.
It's like body armor if you're riding dirt bikes, but it's not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's not going to, another thing, like, so I saw more advanced, again, make sure it's got the plate carrier, and they sell them with, for a little bit more, with the magazine pouches. Mm-hmm. Just keep in mind, at a minimum, you're probably spending $20 for the magazine pouches. So if you get one without, make sure that, you know, you're figuring that price in there.
Right.
Because to me, if I'm wearing a chest rig, I want to be able to have magazines in there that are going to, you know, that right. are going to actually hold something and help. Now the next thing is, if you watch a lot of YouTube, there's homemade body armor, mm-hmm. homemade body armor, whole new thing here. This is actually why I wanted to touch on this episode and kind of jump into it, because there's some cool options, but I got to say, once I dug down and looked at the cost and what it was going to be, you honestly can buy steel plates and a chest rig for the same
price.
Right? It didn't really seem like a win. Like, so what I was going to say is, the cheapest option I found is you buy like the $25 plate carrier off eBay. Mm-hmm. I think that had maybe a $10 shipping. And then there was a $50 one that was free shipping. So who knows? But so we'll say $35, right? Mm-hmm. Plate carrier. And then you steal your targets and you throw them in there when you want to stand guard. That's what I would tell you.
Yeah.
That's your go-to. So anyway, part two, they have fiberglass is awesome for handgun rounds, for mm-hmm. stopping it.
Right.
So I watched a ton of videos of people making homemade targets, and that's pretty much where they were going. What they were doing is they were actually taking their steel plate ones that they bought mm-hmm. and they were using that as a mold, and they were layering the, they were, a lot of the guys bought like welder cloth, which is fiberglass. Mm-hmm. Or you can just buy fiberglass material. They had, let me see if I can find it, 14 gauge. All right. They had 18 ounce fiberglass and they did 25 layers. I looked it up to buy something similar like that on Amazon. It was like 37 square feet was $29. So if you figure that's, you're making like one plate. You right. know, like one and a half plates out of that for $29. And I got to say, you can buy a two plate kit for $40.
Right.
You know, again, if you're just buying a flat steel plate, but mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, but if you're in someplace where you can't buy body armor, you can make your own.
Right.
That is that's the real difference. It's not cost, you know, it's not cost effective necessarily.
So, And here's the thing. So the 25 layers of fiberglass was basically stopping handgun rounds, but not stopping rifle rounds. Mm-hmm. Whereas your steel plate, but again, you're a lot lighter. Mm-hmm. Whereas the steel plate, you're stopping rifle rounds. So something to think about. Fiberglass was actually awesome at stopping hollow point, believe it or not, because it was, you know, it ended up grabbing it and slowing it down a lot more. So something to think about. Now, if you wanted to upgrade, because I watched a ton of videos of guys putting it together and testing it out. If you wanted to upgrade the fiberglass body armor, what they were doing is they were actually just buying ceramic tiles like you would put in your house, like for any construction project. Mm-hmm. And they were putting the ceramic tile in between the layers of the fiberglass. And that was actually doing an awesome job at stopping rifle rounds. It's kind of weird to me, but you got to think about it. It's not really allowing it to expand when it's encased in the fiberglass, the ceramic. Right. Mm-hmm. So even though you're cracking it and breaking it, it's still kind of staying there, and it ended up really grabbing the rounds. What I was kicking around is, how cool would it be to maybe make some panels with the fiberglass, put the ceramic tile in it, and put that in your car doors?
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize how easily a bullet can pass through a vehicle.
Like, and it's not even there.
Yeah, there's a bit. There's a big to do about it with Elon Musk and Joe Rogan the other day, where they're shooting stuff at his cyber truck or whatever the fuck they call that thing.
Oh, the Elon truck. Yeah, that's all bulletproof and the glass and the
yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of videos of people firing through like trunks of old cars, like steel. You know what I mean? And just went through, you know, one side and at the other. If you're going to hide behind a car, get between the firearm and the engine block. That's where you want
the engine block or the wheels. And
that's the only thing that's going to stop a bullet.
And I didn't say tires, although tires are better than nothing. But again, you have a whole car and tires in between you. You might be all right. You got two tires. You're probably pretty good. But it's like, get behind the wheel, get behind the engine block. But now, like what I'm saying, though, you could do fiberglass and it make it handgun proof, or fiberglass with ceramic tile and fill up, you know, in between the length of your driver's side door on your F-100.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be pretty cool. I'm just saying. And maybe you just do the one side.
He'd still be alive, because he was in a Ford. I think he was in a Suburban, and they just shot right through the door. They didn't hit him through the window. They hit him through the door, and that did it for him.
And that did it. So if you want to be a little bit smarter than Tupac, maybe this is the answer. So I'm just saying, like, because I've seen videos or audiobooks, I've seen videos where they fill the door panel with sand. Well, yeah, that would work, but it's not practical. It's not realistic, because if you think of the weight you're adding to your car,
right,
when you fill all your body panels with sand,
another half ton, and you're scraping
you're not moving down the road. You had fiberglass and you're just handgun proof, well, that's a lot better than, you know, driving through than a handgun round in the hip. You know, that sounds like you're doing something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, the addition of your sheet metal and whatever and fiberglass, you might be pretty close to rifle round based on some of the videos I watched, because, you know, they were adding a sheet of metal to it. But again, I think the fact that it was laid into the fiberglass or wrapped around the fiberglass, the metal, that it kept it from spreading apart. I think the fact that you're going to have a gap of sheet metal, air, and then fiberglass, you're losing some of the benefit of sheet metal stuck to fiberglass. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. So another thing, so you're out, you're all suited up. You got your armor plate carrier. You got, your mag pouches. You got your handgun round pouches. Some of you do like a drop leg holster, or you can do the handgun across the chest. Having a good setup is important. And I got to say, we do have a sponsor this episode. So Grip 6, They make these belts. I don't know if you guys watch a lot of videos on YouTube, but they always seem to pop up whenever I'm watching one there. And, you know, we got together, I checked them out, and I got this pretty awesome Grip 6 belt, and they're pretty freaking cool. So they actually cut it to the size, and you end up, to buckle it, you just slide it through the little opening, and it freaking cinches right up. And I got to say, you can go really tight. And if you're like me, I'm like freaking Batman at work and whatnot, where I got the utility belt.
I mean, all over everything.
Yeah. I'm not as cool as Batman, of course, but you know, I have the utility belt. I mean, I am pretty cool. Well, like some of those, what is it? Ben Affleck or something was Batman.
Well, you're so better than a Ben Affleck.
I'm cooler than that Batman.
Yeah.
But I'm not
Michael Keaton one. I don't know.
I'm not Michael Keaton Batman. Right. You get the idea. So you want something that actually cinches up and goes tight. And the thing is, like, leather belts. Now, it might just be like some of the bigger guys like me, and who with a leather belt, if you're always like cinching it tight, it ends up pulling and stretching out over time. Mm-hmm. And they get just kind of where they're crappy.
Deformed.
After they get deformed and whatever. Does that happen to you? I mean, you're a skinny guy. You get that too? And I'm wearing it tight, right?
Yeah,
like to keep the handgun from bouncing around.
And for some reason, if you do any kind of plumbing work or appliance repair work, you end up with a lot of butt crack showing.
You end up with a lot of
that's not a great look. Yeah.
And
people try to stick quarters in there, and things go downhill fast when that happens.
So these Grip 6 belts, they actually they tighten down like ridiculous, where you really can lock it in. I actually waited, you know, I'd gotten this belt like a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to wait the time and kind of see how it was going to hold up. And to be honest, I will, you know, the only thing that concerned me a tiny bit was it took me a couple days to get used to buckling it that way, where when you're like, oh crap, I got to take a piss. And you can undo it really quick.
Right.
And I had to get into the habit. And at first I was like a little bit concerned. Like,
oh, you're going to piss yourself.
Take me a minute. Right, yeah, right.
This could be an emergency.
So, So I was like, I'm going to have to wait a week or whatever and see how this plays out. But once I got in the habit of doing it, I'm actually faster, you know, getting this belt on and off than I am with the traditional. It's just kind of had to learn a little bit of new movement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was, that's, you know, that's something you might want to look into. So anyway, sponsor of the episode, grip6.com. They have, the one that I got is the gunmetal belt. And I actually had, they have a, ninja belt. Now the ninja belt is for the guy who works like in the business suit kind of thing, or I don't want to say business, like khaki pants guy, right? Mm-hmm. Who's like a little more streamlined and, you know, whenever it's thinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thinner belt, you know, in the width overall. The gunmetal, it's beefier. It's the whole thing. Again, it, you know, everything's appropriate for the right application, you know?
Right.
I find that I'm wearing, actually, to be honest, at work, I'm wearing the thin ninja belt. And at home with the jeans, I'm wearing the gunmetal belt. So I guess, you know, everything's appropriate for the right, you know, application. But nothing but happy with it. You can check that out at grip6.com. I don't know. I just having the handgun all the time and whatever, having a belt that kind of secures it and cinches things down and keeps things in place is worth something, you know? So just, you know. Just putting that out there. Kevin, you're going to make some body armor? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm going to get to work on this week.
Well, obviously, armor for your vehicle, because making body armor for yourself in New York
could be questionable. You
know, that would be bad, but you were going to maybe beef up the car a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, right after I finish getting the coupe winterized and the gardens turned over and all the other 5,000 things I got to do this weekend. I'll get to work on that.
No, wait, how did I miss some kind of Val Kilmer thing?
Val Kilmer is the Batman. Batman. Oh, are you Batman, cooler than Val right. Kilmer? I don't know. But Val Kilmer, Batman, that Batman was kind of a shitty Batman.
That was a shitty Batman. Val Kilmer in general, we go back to The Saint or some of those other, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steel plates off the trucks during the war, sandbags in the floor. See, I mean, all that stuff works. That's it, you know, but it, yeah, again, it's all adding weight. And so if this is your like daily driver truck, mm-hmm. yeah, fiberglass yeah. is going to be cool in there. Putting in steel plates and riding that thing every day, you're going to maybe notice it at the gas pump.
Right.
You know, teach their own though. Right. Mm-hmm. I did have, some pictures, I think. Oh, the other thing, they have face masks. Now, remember they used to have that, and these are like level 3A. They're like handguns, those face masks will stop.
Right.
But there was that video game, me and one of my boys used to play it all the time.
I remember the game.
Army of Two. Mm-hmm. I think. And you'd be like the team, and they painted all kinds of fun, scary, terrifying things on there. Mm-hmm. And you could have all the different masks. And I think that's something, you know, just for the intimidation factor.
Right, right.
We might need
some. And who wants to get shot in the face, you know?
Exactly. You know, you're not nearly as pretty, but then, like, Willem Dafoe, right? I mean, he's all, like, you know, Scarface.
Yeah, and he might be better looking with a mask on.
I'm a horrible person.
There's a couple people like that, you know? Not everybody is born as beautiful as Chuck and I.
Right, right. I mean, you're not going to start out at this level, you know? That's what you got to realize. So, just putting that out there. Anyway, I appreciate you guys checking it out. But there are a lot of great options for homemade body armor. But expect that you're going to pay, you know, you're going to pay
almost as much. Yeah.
They say like $30, but yeah, you're making one plate for $30. And mm-hmm. if you look at just a steel plate, you're kind of in that neighborhood too.
Right.
But again, the anti-frag, the different stuff. But I will say for the vehicle, it does seem like an upsell to like homemade custom, you know, you could do fiberglass and at least make your car doors handgun proof. And yeah, it's a day project, but mm-hmm. you know, if I lived in Detroit, it'd probably be worth it. Turns out the town near me, they do kind of like to shoot each other in the street quite a bit. So, you know, maybe it's something to look into, you know, that's all I'm saying. But
yeah, I have lived in a few of those types of neighborhoods.
A few of those neighborhoods. Yeah. Well, St. Louis comes to mind.
St. Louis, yep.
St. Louis is not one of those cities that I'd want to, you know.
Yeah, it was East St. Louis that I lived in, which is a lot worse than St. Louis.
The downside of St. Louis. Yeah. No, exactly. So, anyway, you guys have thoughts, ideas, things you want to talk about, things you want to learn about, you want to hear about. Email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. Also, we do have some badass gear and cool things that you can get at preppingbadass.com. Just up at the top, click on gear. Otherwise, check us out maybe on Patreon, patreon.com/preppingbadass. Otherwise, I would say stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week.